When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What do you do when it kind of feels like you're haunted for life? You know, some people like it, some people don't, some people kind of make some peace with it. But it'd be something that you'd like to control, at least have a say in the activity. Some people, you know, they search for that, but it just never works. It seems whatever and however this whole thing of haunting somebody works is far beyond what we can manipulate ourselves. That's what happens in our next story. It's a story of a woman that has a traumatic amount of activity around them. And it continues moving place to place, situation to situation. Sometimes it's dark and sometimes it kind of simmers down, but it, needless to say, does not go away. This is that story. Take a listen. This is that story. Take a listen. My name is Nikki. I'm 26 years old from Melbourne, Australia. My story starts as a young girl of 3 years old. In 1987, me and my family had moved to a cemetery in the caretaker's house. Experiences started from here. We were not there for long, but after we left from there, I became very sensitive to spirits. I cannot recall any memories from the cemetery, but one of my babysitters at the time tells me about a house we used to visit. There was a young girl who had a twin sister that passed away, and I used to kick and scream until she would take me out of there. Throughout childhood, I had some scary experiences. I remember laying at the house, a big white figure flying through the window and scaring the living daylights out of me. One very vivid memory, I would have been around 4 or 5 and was staring out my mom's friend's window. There was a witch figure. Walked past the window dressed in complete black. She, or he, had long hair and some sort of hood or hat, but it did not look up at me, just stared straight ahead and walked past the window. Once again, I was petrified. All I remember is my mom and her friends pulling down every blind in the house, doing anything to calm me down. Of course, at these times, no one had believed me. Weird experiences happened throughout my childhood. Used to sense presences, especially outside windows at night. I'd drift off to sleep and the bed would shake, and I'd wake up in shock. Started to experience what's classified as sleep paralysis at 8 years old. My first experience was in the country at a house that had glass windows. I was drifting off to sleep and not being able to open my eyes and hearing and feeling a very loud buzzing or ringing noise and just seeing the whole room I was sleeping in with people surrounding the windows with old fire torches banging the windows trying to break in. I remember walking in complete shock and there was no one there. The experience of sleep paralysis happened a lot after that. And I still experience it to this day. When I reached my teenage years, I used to hear footsteps outside the windows all the time. My sisters also used to experience an old-fashioned woman walking around our house in a long dress, rattling coins in her hand. As I grew, I always had nightmares and reoccurring dreams. One memorable experience was when I was 19. We had a security camera in the front yard and the TV inside. My partner at the time saw a white ball appear and it just floated in a circle like it was alive. So we asked it questions and used our car and the tree as the yes and no points. We said, "Do we know you? If we do, move to the right side of the number plate, and if not, move near the tree." It floated from the window straight to the tree. It was an amazing thing to experience. It continued like this for a good 10 minutes. The car, to the tree, and back to the window near the camera, as instructed. We said we had to go out. We wanted to leave by the time we got home. It did just that. When I was in my 20s, the sleep paralysis got pretty bad, and I used to be stuck in the state of sense presences, good and bad. Around me, I was always communicating with orb bowls with my camera at times. I always knew there were spirits around me, but never knew it would become an everyday thing. Eventually, in my 20s, I started to see them as clear as day at times. I had one conversation with a young man who just stood behind me smiling. And as I turned around and saw him, he just said, "So you're Nikki." I completely was taken back and I knew no one around me at the time. I said, "Yes." He just smiled. I walked away. Looked back and no one was there. I had one person with me that didn't see anything, so that day was a very sad one for me. I was feeling very sad for reasons I can't explain besides feeling the presence of a couple of spirits hanging around that lost their lives through sudden accidents. But they did have absolutely great energy about them and liked to be by the side of their friends that were around that day. About a year later, I moved interstate with my daughter. She was 4 and I was 24. This was a turning point in my life. Everything just kind of hit me like bang. It started one night when I was out and got a completely uneasy feeling and could not contain emotions. I had no reason to have. The first night in my house, I slept on the couch. Big black giant shadow hovered above me. I was paralyzed and whatever it was not friendly and had no mercy at all. I woke up shocked as anything and couldn't sleep at all for the rest of the night. The next night, I was drifting to sleep and in the sleep, paralyzed state. I saw my whole room and a young man come over, lay beside me, told me about his death. I felt a hug and he told me not to worry. Everything will be okay. He seemed nice. He was one of the only spirits that could bring me comfort and I didn't fear. It kept continuing night after night with a variety of different spirits. There were too many for one person to comprehend. One night I slept and awoke to a man standing right next to my bed, not even 3 centimeters away from me. I got so frightened I turned. I put the blanket over my head so I didn't have to face it. I used to get grabbed so tight while I was sleeping by a white mist I'd break out in horrible sweats. They used to sit on my couch and talk amongst themselves. And at my kitchen table, in the bathroom, and in the kitchen. Every night at a certain time, the kettle would flick on and off, and the TV would turn on when I would turn it off before bed. It was getting a lot from me. It was hard to stay sane. I'd moved away from my family and friends, and no one believed me in what was happening. It was very hard to deal with, so I decided to go to the doctors to see if something really was wrong with me, physically or mentally. I did that, and he was not very helpful. So as I walked out, I had a feeling to go to a shop that had mediums nearby. They were one of the best groups of people I'd ever met. They really helped me through this time, free of charge, and up straight from the heart. The man I met was a healer. He came out to my house with a medium. As they came out to my house, they brought sage and a certain bell-type equipment that made a weird noise. They walked up the stairs and felt it before they reached the front door. He told me not to go inside yet, so we waited a few minutes, and they entered. It was very shaky and felt so very uneasy. The healer told me to go into the lounge room with the medium while he went into my bedroom, closed the door, and tried to talk to someone. In the meantime, the medium told me he was going to do a meditation. He started to rock slowly then, so uncontrollably, it wasn't normal. I was frozen in my seat, terrorized and not sure what in the world was happening. The medium started to sound like he was going to have a heart attack. He was coughing and everything. I couldn't move. I heard noises that were like a wind, a very strong wind, almost like a hurricane or something. The healer came out of the bedroom. The wind stopped and the medium woke up and couldn't really move. I was told they just did a clearing of quite a few spirits. I don't like to go into too much detail about that. It was a very hard day for me. But that is the true story and what happened that day. They left a crystal-like ball in the house and sage down everything. They told me to be careful just in case. There was a retaliation to follow. That there was. They cleared out a few spirits, but not the main one, who classified himself as more powerful than any of us. After that day, I started to get very sick and weak. I ended up going back to my hometown and staying with my family because of the retaliation, and it just continued away. I was so scared at my mom's, I couldn't sleep. Every time I closed my eyes, I saw flashing lights, scary faces in my mind, heard growling. Even had a man talk to me in what seemed like French. The reason I say that is he said something Frenchy or similar to that, but that's the only word I could remember. I went to the local church the next day. It was a Catholic church. My friend came with me. I went in there during the service, and there was a woman screaming from what sounded like the roof. It was a haunting scream, something I'd never heard in my life. She would not stop, but the sound was very distant, terrified. It's not good. I asked my friend next to me if he could hear it, and he said yes. After the service, I asked the priest and the other people around us. There was a child in front of us that also wouldn't stop crying. He seemed quite scared. No one else heard the screaming of the lady, not even the priest. He continued on to get something to eat. Now, this was weird. There was a young man, about 21, who stood beside me and asked if he could sit next to me at the table. My friend said, no, go away. It was quite odd. A man who worked there explained to us that this young man was a local and was autistic. This young man went to the next table and just sat there and prayed. I didn't know what to think. I had a dream that night about the same church. There were three ladies standing outside looking at a body. It then flashed to the local church house with my daughter sitting on the front steps. Not long after that dream, I visited that house, and as I walked into the front gate, there still is today three very big crosses on the front lawn made out of branches. Not sure what that's all about, but yes, it did make me step back and think. I ended up going back interstate not long after. Things continued. I set up a cam at a nighttime and caught all sorts of spirits, small flying ones, white ones, black shadows, running around, and even one arising from the bed. I called a local priest to bless the house, and it didn't stop either. I stayed in touch with a medium and healer from that shop. They got some more people involved from New Zealand, another medium and an experienced spiritual warrior. Sonny was great. He helped me a lot, went through a lot. Peter came through the house and had no fear whatsoever. He was also great. He argued with the main ghost and even got into a fight with it, to the point he was getting tight-chested but didn't back down. The ghosts were so upset, He went into the bedroom and slammed the door behind him. I tried to talk to this ghost to tell it to go home, but it wasn't a very good listener. These ghosts were so uncontrollable that they did a lot to haunt the lot of us in the end. My house was out of control everywhere I went. The haunting followed. In my house, everything electric broke. The phone line used to go dead. The washing machine broke down. The roof in the bathroom collapsed. The kettle kept flickering on and off. And one day I plugged in a hair straightener. I had a music channel on, and I never forget the song Epic by Faith No More was playing. The song froze on the TV. There's a part in the song where there's a hand with a fire around it. Just as that happened, I had a feeling to go find the hair tie. Just as I put the straightener down, it blew up. I couldn't believe the timing. I turned all the power off after that, and luckily for me, I wasn't holding it. Someone was always watching out for us in that way. Things continued and kept continuing and still do today. I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of people to help me out with these situations and very grateful forever for their guidance. Today I live with it and I deal with it a lot better than I did at that place and time. It's eased where the violence isn't so bad. I can deal with it with no fear now, but it can be a battle sometimes. To me, there's a lot of unknown things out there, and it's important to be able to find people to surround yourself with that have an understanding and can give you guidance if you experience such things. I have many photos of spirits that I've taken over the last few years, as well as transfigurations and video footage. I'm happy to share them. Thank you for taking the time to share my story on the podcast. I love listening to it every single day.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.